You're listening to the Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast. Hey, everybody. Guess what? You're listening to the Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast.
We have an opening for that, you know, my friend.
I was talking about my favorite echoes in rock and roll, and that's one of them.
And the Scorpions. Rock you like a hurricane, right? Or no right. One like you or whatever you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're here. No guest today. We don't need a guest all the time. We love our guests, but hey, we're talking about all kinds of crazy things.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Me, Bobby V, and of course the diabolical one himself is Sean Hart.
Yes.
And today we're discussing something people have a lot of things to say about.
Oh, dude, this is going to, listen, this topic is going to blow up. I'm telling you.
I know, and it's a small smattering of the horrible ballads that are out there. We're talking about some of the worst rock and metal ballads of all time.
We're seriously out to piss people off today.
In our opinion, but a lot of people might think they're fantastic, wonderful, mainly sappy dudes with no cojones or little rocker girls and don't know any better. But I mean, we're going to go through them anyway. And a lot of them came out, some of them came out in the 80s, not the 80s, sappy 80 ballads, Richard Marx and stuff like that. Right. But we're not that kind of show. We're talking about metal and rock today. Mainly metal, some rock thrown in there too. So, I mean, everybody has their one song that comes on and it makes them cringe.
Yeah.
And some do just go along with it, hoping they might get a piece of, what afterwards.
Yeah.
But it may not turn out that way. So, why are you selling out, dude?
We're talking about the worst
in our
rock ballads in our opinion.
In our opinion. We all know the big rock ballads really started huge, I think, with Beth from Kiss, which in my opinion isn't really a bad ballad. People might say, it's horrible. No, it's not. I don't mind Kiss. And Beth wasn't that bad.
It's not cringeworthy. We just have, childhood trauma built up around it.
And growing up, you listen to Beth came on all the time on the radio because it was popular,
So there's childhood trauma involved, yeah.
Sure, a little bit, but it was kind of weird for Kiss, but it turned out to be huge for them.
Right.
And it seemed like because of that song and a few others afterwards, every band had to make a ballad on every album. Even bands like Testament.
Aerosmith.
And Overkill, bands like this, big bands, bands.
Dare I say Nitro?
Like, why is Exodus or Testament making a ballad, dude? Why is that? The record company says you need a ballad on this album, right?
People said Metallica started doing ballads.
Like what, Fade to Black?
Kind of the end of their thing.
Fade to Black, I think that was the first ballad. Fade to Black, and then in Welcome Home Sanitarium. Right. But those aren't really ballads to me. To me, a ballad is more like a love, sappy love kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but the way I define ballad is a slow tempo, falling asleep at the wheel drum tempo, right?
Yeah.
Big power guitar chords, and a big crooning wide vibrato voice.
Yeah. But usually you're crying over some girl, or you're whining about some lost love, or I don't know, maybe you lost your cat. I don't know what's going on. But I mean, some of these are so cringeworthy. So, I mean,
it's always the point at the concert where you're like, oh, God, I'm going to go get a beer.
I'm going to start it off with a so-called supergroup back in the day called Bad English.
Oh, really? You're going all the way back there?
The Bad English? You might know them with John Wade and Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain and Dean Castronova and Ricky Phillips.
Bunch of people from Journey, basically.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a supergroup, English-American supergroup. And they had the song, which exploded, which I don't know why is called When I See You Smile.
Wow.
You remember this video? Oh, this video really, really irks me, dude.
Journey was on the verge, but they're probably one of the better balladeer type bands.
Well, this is Bad English.
Right.
And John Waite, he has a great voice and everything. He can sell most everything, but he had to reach deep to try to sell this song to the public, man. And you know what? They bought into it because the thing went number one in the U.S., this song. It couldn't get any worse. It was over the radio. I'd hear it like nonstop. And then I saw the video come on. It really, really got my goat, you know what I'm saying?
So let's go ahead and throw this out there. The bands that wrote these songs are just as responsible as the radio stations that promoted them.
Well, this song was written by Diane Warren, who was responsible for adding serious commercial clout to any number of rock bands during the day. And
I think she's up for a Grammy right now.
You think so?
She does a lot of movie songs. She writes ballads for movies.
So this song is kind of like them. They're going through the motions. Called Neil Sean. He's going through the motions just so they can get a hit and get on the Billboard charts and get a number one on the radio, just to sell out completely. I mean, it's I mean, I'm going to give you a smattering of the lyrics from this.
Let's hear it, Bobby.
Here's a smattering.
Are you going to sing them?
I forgot. I mean, it's like blocked out of my brain how to sing the song.
Okay, let's hear the lyrics. I love it.
I know the chorus, but not the rest of it. So here it goes. Here's a little smattering from this song, "When I See You Smile" by Bad English. Sometimes I want to give up. I want to give in. I want to quit the fight. And then I see you, baby. And everything's all right. Everything's all right.
Sounds like something Coldplay would write.
Oh, man. Maybe Coldplay is a big fan of Bad English. I don't know. But that's probably one of my least favorite ballads of all time.
Wait, let me see that again. Let me take a look at that.
Because when I first heard it, man, it was cringeworthy when I first heard it.
Wow, that is bad.
Yeah. And how it went number one is beyond me. I don't know. I mean, when? Maybe all the Journey fans. I don't know, man. So that's one of my least favorite ballads of all time. I'm sure people are going to disagree with me. They may love the song, but I think you're insane if you say that.
Wow.
So what song?
You really think somebody's going to write in and talk about this?
They're going to write in and talk about it for sure, man, because they're probably a huge. Somebody's probably still wearing a Bad English shirt right now and getting all mad.
I'm going to throw one out there that I'm sure a lot of people will be really upset about because there are a lot of people that are big fans of this band.
Okay.
Lady by Styx.
Dennis Young at his finest.
Dennis Young.
Lady, when you're with me,
Is it Dennis DeYoung?
Yeah, Dennis DeYoung at his finest. James Young was in the band too. You know, everybody else, Tommy Shawn, everybody else.
Great Midwestern rock band, DeYoung, but
man.
What? Why?
It was a big hit for Styx, man. I mean, Styx, I like Styx, but it's, yeah, that song, Lady, what's the other one? Babe.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I mean, another song was all over the radio because I guess sappy stuff sells, man.
Listen, the other day I was in a chat group on the internet, as I do.
Yeah.
And I was talking about a couple of ballads like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up Styx.
Yeah.
And the Eagles and REO Speedwagon. Just because of me.
Yeah.
And I've never gotten so much response back. Literally 32 pages of people telling me about how much they love Styx and showing videos of Styx songs that they love, like Renegade and all these other rock songs. Styx is a great band. How can you diss him like that? I'm like, because the guy's a whiny bitch. That's why I diss him.
Dennis DeYoung?
Yes. Dude, if I met that guy in public, I'd literally slap him.
I know Dennis DeYoung. I know him.
I'm sorry.
But he's more, yeah, I mean, he's responsible for Kilroy Was Here, Mr. Roboto stuff.
We don't have to go into that.
That was the end of Styx.
But everybody knows that. But we don't have to go there. All I'm saying is when Styx was super a huge power group, the man literally walked in there and wrote those stupid ballads. And I don't know. A lot of people are going to be mad at me about this, and I own it.
Well, Styx was essentially supposed to be a rock band, man. Rock music, you know. Then the ballads hit because of Kiss and Beth.
It was that time.
Like that. It was that time, I think. I mean, mainly because Beth started it off, I think, with Kiss, and that's how it all began, and all these bands, you know, and now then they got the hair bands back in the day, you know, and had to get their every ballad, every single album, man.
So if you want to comment on this or tell me I'm wrong, which I'm not going to pay attention to anyway, you can go ahead and write us a Gmail.
OldGuysTalkMetal@gmail.com.
That's right, yeah.
You know? Go there and give us your 2 cents.
Give us your 2 cents about this.
Give us your list of the horrible ballots you hate too. You know.
So we start with Styx and Bad English. What's up next for you, Bobby?
A little band called Europe.
Oh man.
everybody knows, you know, the Final Countdown.
Everybody knows the Final Countdown.
But this song, Carrie. Oh man, dude, there's no possible way any man with the cojones can love this song, man. Is there any
man
alive?
If you're a woman and you love this song, then you've literally beat your...
This is another song where you just put up with it, hoping that the woman will rock your girlfriend, whatever you have, will maybe put out at the end of the song out of pure, you know...
Emasculation.
Weakness. Weakness on their part. The song already got to them and they're weak. But it only works if your girlfriend's name is Carrie. Other than that, it doesn't work. You know, so why are you listening to the song? Well,
it could have been a stripper named like Amber.
This song makes Styx look like Megadeth. It does.
It makes Styx look like Megadeth?
Yes. This song carried by Europe. It's how bad it is, dude. Wow. I can't. I mean, only people that like it are chicks. Some dude told me he likes this song. I mean, you're out of your mind, man. I mean, either you're getting a lot of it or you're not getting nothing, and you're trying real hard. So I'm going to give you smattering lyrics.
Okay, here
Carrie
we go. Let's hear it.
By Europe.
Okay.
Here we go. Carrie by Europe.
Okay.
When lights go down, I see no reason for you to cry. We've been through this before, and every time, in every season, God knows I've tried, so please don't ask for more.
Wow.
See what I mean? You see what I mean, man? I mean, you can't really like it if you're a guy and your girlfriend's name is Carrie and she's a moment of weakness at the end of the song. Maybe you got to play it 50 million times before you finally get some.
So wait a minute. The whole song centers around the fact that when he turns down the light, she starts crying. That's not a very good start to the relationship.
He misses Carrie. You know it is. He does everything he could. God knows he's tried.
God knows he's tried, yeah.
Oh, my
God,
Lord.
Knows. At least God knows.
That's definitely a cringeworthy song, dude.
Wow.
Big time. Makes me cringe real, real bad.
Okay, so now what do you got next for us? Because I know you got a good one here. I see it already.
What is a little band called Foreigner?
Okay.
Of course, Foreigner is a great, cool song. You know, Cold as Ice and, you know, Jukebox Hero and stuff like that. But this one, man. Lou Graham, come on, man. I Want to Know What Love Is. Dude.
I want you to show me.
I don't want you to show me nothing. I just want you to turn off the radio and get done with it.
All right.
I want you to go away with this song.
So look, how could you go from Hot Blooded or Jukebox Hero?
I mean, they could write a great ballad, Foreigner, but this ain't it. And it was chorused off their 84 album, Agent Provocateur.
Oh, God help us.
I mean, it's a song like people accept just as part of the day, what was going on in their days. Oh, here's another one. Oh, it's radio friendly. Good enough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, bands need to shift more than a few paltry 5 million. 5 million albums back in the day wasn't enough. They got to shift more than that.
Right.
So all this mainstream garbage is thrown at them. You got to do this song to increase sales. We need this. We need some really like this song so we can sell a bunch of albums based on this one sappy ballad.
I want to know what love is. I do. I really do. Give me a break. All right. It's Foreigner. Totally. You got some lyrics from it? Come on, Bobby. You
I mean, and literally, if you play it on your record player, when that's like, I want to know what love is, comes on, and you just knock that needle right off, man.
It's instant mute.
Yeah. Here's a smattering of lyrics from I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
Mm.
God help you if you love this song. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulders. But through the clouds, I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder.
Wow. And life does grow colder.
Come on, Lou. Look, Lou. Come on, man.
Lou, life's going to get colder. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Then the video that came with, oh, man, talk about some serious sappiness. Just dripping off it. Just dripping. You know, in the really soft tone, the really soft lighting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sitting there with the pictures, the side shot of him with a rose in his
and the
hand.
Girl crying in the corner in her white dress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, man? And like the superimposes face over the woman. Like, oh no.
What a tragedy.
Oh, no. So, okay, so you give me one now. Give me one.
Okay, I'm going to give you one that's pretty easy. This is pretty much low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And that is another Midwest rock band gone south. With a ballad.
To start with R.E.O.
Heard it from a friend, too.
Heard it from another friend, too. You've
been messing around.
R.E.O. Speedwagon, man. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, I heard you're with your boyfriend. You're with him every weekend.
No.
They're talking about you, and it's bringing me down.
Oh, my God, no.
Right. Yeah. Take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want
you
around.
I'll take it on the road of my R.E.O. Speedwagon, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had quite a few sappy ballads, didn't they?
Yeah, but that song in particular makes me want to slap that bitch.
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Kevin Cronin.
Yeah. I love the band. Don't get me wrong. I've mixed the band before. They're great. Great rock band. Great players. All around great people. Great players. But that guy? What a whiny bitch.
I know. He's scared away Gary Rich Rap.
If I was a woman and somebody called me and said, if I'm a fan who turned from another, you've been messing around. I would have hung up on him.
I would have hung up on him.
I would have been like, dude, you know what? Don't ever fucking call me
nowadays, again. Nowadays, I would just block you. Blocked. Instant block. On all forms of media, you're blocked.
Are you kidding me?
You're blocked on all forms of media.
He sounds like a stalker.
Heard it from a friend. Heard it from a friend. What kind of a friend is that? He's, you know, you can't trust your friends,
heard
right?
Heard it from another.
Who's snitching? Who's the friend who's snitching, man? That's the part of the song I hate. Who's a snitch? Name him. Is it Lou
Snitches
Graham?
Snitches get stitches.
Dennis DeYoung? Who is it? Name him. Who is it? Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, I would have cheated on him, too, with his curly hair and his fucking swanky, stupid song. I would have hated him, too. I would have been like, you know what? I'm done with you.
No offense, Kevin, but, you know,
No, no, seriously, Kevin, offense. I'm sick of you and your stupid ballads. I love the band REO Speedwagon. They have some rocking songs, but you know what? God, get out of the way.
All I got to say about that, you can't tune a piano, but you can tune a fish. Or you can't tune a fish, but you, whatever.
After 10 years, they were an overnight success. There's nothing wrong with the band. Don't get me wrong.
Remember Gary Richrath? Poor Gary Richrath, dude. He rocked. That guy was a rocker, man.
Right. The band was a rocking band, and then that guy came along.
Then the ballad. Well, he was been there from the beginning, though. He was the original member of R.S. Speedway. Kevin Cronin.
He came in later.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He did. He totally came in later.
Now you're crazy.
Yeah, with Keep On Rolling and Riding Roll the Storm Out, Roll With The Changes.
Yeah, but he's the original member.
There were some great songs, great player, blah, 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 blah.
There's a bunch of great songs left.
But Heard It From A Friend Who? No. Spank You.
Take It On
The
Run,
Bye.
Baby.
See ya.
Spank it out the door, huh? Mm-hmm. So you think that's sappy?
I do.
You think it's hurting him? I got another one for him. There's a little band called Striper.
Oh, man. What great outfits they had, though.
And Michael and Steven Sweet. The Bumblebees, the Red and Black Attack, the Soldiers Under God's Command, to hell with the devil.
Soldiers Under God's Command.
To hell with the devil.
To hell with the devil.
Well, this song was their biggest hit, dude. And it was just, oh my God. I don't even know why it's called. The song is called Honestly. But like, oh, it's my favorite Striper song. Come on, man.
Oh.
Come on now.
Honestly. So you weren't being honest before? Only now you're being honest.
I don't know quite if it's honestly about a woman or it's about God. If it's about God, it's kind of weird. It's like you want to, you know, get down and dirty with God or something. I don't know what the story is, but it's a weird, weird song, and it's really super sappy. The video is even worse.
Dude, those were back in the days when people did kickflips.
God. Like I said, it's the Striper's biggest hit.
It is? I can't think of another hit by Striper.
It just shows in 1987... There's practically limitless demand for this kind of emotional crap on the radio, dude.
Yeah, man. God.
And 87 was hurting. Was hurting
man,
for this stuff,
terrible.
Man.
It was terrible. This is back in the days when Depeche Mode was huge and Cyndi Lauper. And then you got bands like Striper.
I heard somebody do this song on that crazy voice show, too.
What, on that hidden voice person?
Whatever? Yeah, the voice show. The voice show with...
Was it Caitlyn Jenner?
No. Oh. The voice show with, like, Christina Aguilera and try to get a contract or whatever. So I'm like, they're singing Honestly by Striper? My God.
They did? They sang it?
Yeah, I mean, it was particularly nauseating when they're singing it, too. More nauseating than normal. So I don't know what Striper was thinking with this song. Honestly, I don't know what, honestly, they were thinking about writing this song. I don't know. I mean, there could have been a better ballad than this, right?
Right. Michael and Robert Sweet.
That's right.
Yeah, Oz Fox and Perry Richardson.
Oz Fox.
Is that
Fox.
A stage name or what?
Oz Fox is all right. He's probably the coolest one in the band. Michael Sweet's okay. He's more of a metal dude. You know, he's doing stuff for George Lynch from Lynch Mob and Dokken and stuff like that.
I mean, if you can see their stage show, they had a huge cross up there.
I saw them. I still got my Striper Bible.
They
threw up. Yeah, they opened. They played with Armored Saint.
Oh no,
didn't. Yep, in Chicago, I saw them. I caught a Bible. Striper Bible. Still have it.
You got the Striper Bible?
I still got it.
Dude, I bet that thing's for the fortune.
I bet you it is. So, Bible aside, here's a smattering of lyrics from the song Honestly by Striper. You ready for this?
Yeah, sure. I was getting ready to play To Hell with the Devil.
Call on me, and I'll be there for you. I'm a friend who will always be true. And I love you. Can't you see that I can say I love you honestly? There you go, man. Huge hit.
Don't forget they did the inverse of the devil horns in reaction to Twisted Sister and Iron Maiden.
We know all about what Striper's about, but that song, honestly, oh my gosh, I can't. When it comes on like satellite radio, I gotta turn it off, man. I mean, they got some really good songs, but that ain't one of them, man. I don't care how big it was. It doesn't matter to me, man. You know?
You know what a striper is in the Bible?
What?
Derives from King James Version of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He was wounded for his transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed.
Ooh, very interesting, my friend. Very interesting.
Sort of like a self-flogging type thing.
Well, that's for another show. So, Striper.
I love hating Striper. I'll hate Striper all day.
I like Striper, you're right.
I can't believe you got the Striper Bible, dude. That's incredible.
I still have it.
I bet it's worth $1,000.
But I'll never sing honestly, I'll tell you that right now. It might be worth, who knows? I'm holding on my Striper Bible somewhere in the archives, tucked away.
Boy, that's gonna be in our heavy metal museum.
Sure, it will.
Right.
So what do you got for me, man? I gave you Striper. What do you got for me?
Well, I'm gonna have to go with Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
Why Dust in the Wind, man? Close my eyes.
Who doesn't hate that
Only
song?
For a moment, and the moment's gone.
Right. Dust in the Wind.
What really irks you about this Kansas song, Dust in the Wind? What irks you about the song?
Because I'm traumatized because it was played on big rock radio in the 70s when I was a kid, and I had all the angst of, like, you know, being a preteen and all that bullshit that goes along with it and being in school. And that song was played on the radio every day. So riding in the bus on the way to school, I'd hear that song, nervous about how the fact that I didn't prepare for my test that day or do my homework or whatever. And the song is literally miserable. It's miserable from top to finish.
It is.
Yeah. And I think Kansas is a great band.
Yeah, Wayward Son.
Rockin' band.
And Point of No Return.
They had some great stuff.
It's a great song.
But this song is a sappy piece of shit. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're all just dusted to wind, my friend.
We are.
We are.
Yeah. I close my eyes only for a moment and the moment's gone. All my dreams crumble around me like whatever. I can't remember.
Yeah, there goes all my dreams. Shot to hell from one song. When I was a young kid, smashed into dust.
All my dreams were smashed.
I was into dust. It blew away in the wind. Lost like tears in the rain.
It's almost as bad as Dog and Butterfly.
Yep.
By heart. But it's worse.
All your dreams lost like tears in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. The band has the ability to rock. And they did.
They do. I like
Kansas,
dude.
They were one of the
dude.
Original jam bands with that great keyboard player and everything.
Gotta love Kansas, dude.
Yeah, but I don't love Dust in the Wind.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that song. But it's a big staple of their set. And it was a big hit for them, apparently.
It was probably their biggest hit.
It was. Well, yeah. Wayward Son.
Wayward Song. Yeah, maybe Wayward Son.
I like Point of No Return. I like that album a lot.
Sure.
So I got one for you. And it's a band called White Lion. Mike Tramp of White Lion. It's a song called When the Children Cry.
Oh, no, they don't cry.
And it's not very believable. You can't believe anything he said in this song. He has no conviction to his voice on the song. If you want to hear a sonic conviction, listen to, like, Metal Church, When the Children Pray. You know, that's a really good one. But this one, the children are going to cry. They listen to this nonsense here. Children are going to start bawling if they get to hear this song. You play this for your kids, they're going to start crying immediately. They can't take it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a butt-clenching plea for world peace in 1987 from the Pride album.
Hit number 3.
Yeah, for the Pride album.
On the charts. Sung by Mike Tramp.
This makes a song. You know, Scorpions, Winds of Change. Sound like it's a great Bob Dylan type of song. Like, he wrote it. Winds of Change, dude. It's bad too, but not as bad as When the Children Cry by White Lion. Oh my God. Like when he sings, no more presidents and all the wars will end. One united world under God. And then with no conviction behind his voice, nobody really believes what he's saying. Oh. He's not bringing world peace to this song. So here's a little more smattering lyric from the song. When the children cry by White Lion, you know, courtesy of Mike Tramp.
Sure.
Here we go. Little child, you must show the way to a better day for all the young, because you were born for all the world to see that we can all live in love and peace. No more presidents, and all the wars will end. One united world under God. I don't quite know. But like I said, hit number 3, you know. And this was in 87, the same time as Honestly from Striper was released. So that tells you what's going on in 87 during this time. So a lot of people are going to yell at me, too, about the song. They love it so much. And they love the song Wait by White Lion. But, I mean, Wait I like, but this song, I don't know, man. It kind of irks me. Kind of irks me real bad.
Wow.
So what do you got for me?
Anything? I got one more for you.
Hit me.
My favorite band, Nitro.
Okay. We know you love Nitro to death. Fico Michelangelo Badio.
So from their 1989 record, Out Fucking Rageous, OFR.
Yep.
And I do this really because Marty Schwartz turned me on to Nitro.
Okay.
And I learned a lot about Nitro.
Marty just pulled the cassette out of his back pocket. Listen to this.
No, he turned me on to it because I was like always making fun of like glam hair metal bands that do ballads and stuff. And he's like, well, have you heard Nitro yet? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, you have to listen to OFR. And they have a song called Long Way From Home.
Oh, is it horrible?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's one of the honorable mention type of songs.
It's a song where they sing about being on the road. And how
really?
Hard, yeah, how hard it is.
Sappy about missing their wives or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, of course, Jim Gillette, Michelangelo.
Yeah.
You know.
Is it as sappy as Honesty by Stryper or... I don't know if it's up in that category.
Dude, it is.
That's super sap. And When the Children Cry by Michael Tramp.
I'll tell you what, maybe we could go ahead and put together a Spotify playlist of the worst ballads ever.
We can. I mean, it'll hurt people's ears, but we can do that, sure.
We can do it just for
fun. Sure, we can do that. And you can also put it up on our YouTube channel, too. So, Old Guys Talk Metal on YouTube now.
Yeah.
So, I got one for you, man. Could possibly be the worst of all time. One of the worst.
Okay.
And some bands you might respect, some you may not. For our friend John Bon Jovi and Bon Jovi.
Oh, we're going to do BJ?
From the New Jersey album of his. Called I'll Be There For You.
Oh, you know what's going to happen now, man. Listen, you've just opened a can of worms that I don't think you'll ever be able to close.
I don't know either.
And guess what? The worms are alive when you open the can. Because there's a lot of Bon Jovi fans out there in heavy metal world.
I know,
I'm
man.
Not one of them, but there's a lot of people that love the Bon John. And I just... can't believe you even did that because we're going to get so much hate.
And this song was like, I was to go to weddings in the 80s and they would play the song as a couple song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The DJ would play, I'll be there. Come on, man. For the first dance for the couples in the 80s weddings,
Bobby,
man.
Bobby, sing it for us. Come on.
If you breathe, I'll be the air for you.
Oh, no.
When you breathe, I'll be the air for you. Come on, man.
Stalker.
Oh.
Wow, that's so weird. What is he doing? Is he giving her like some kind of like a... Oh,
it's weird. I'm going to give you some lyrics in a little bit, a couple of lyrics from this song. But,
yeah.
I mean, if people think it's Gentleman on Emotion, if this was their wedding song, I bet you're divorced by now.
Oh, yeah, they're divorced.
They're divorced by now, man, because I don't know what he's thinking.
Because you're not going to take my hand and go to the other side.
We know
it,
that
right?
John Bonker writes some pretty good ballads. Runaway and, like, Wanted Dead or Alive, stuff like that, you know. But this one, I'm going to give you the lyrics, man, because this is kind of ridiculous, this song. Here he goes. I guess this time you're leaving. I heard your suitcase say goodbye. How the hell do you hear a suitcase say goodbye?
Maybe hear the little wheels squeaking.
What do you have, high pitched hearing? What is
God? The wheels squeaking as she walks out of the driveway with her stripper clothes
Maybe. And as we continue on, okay, we hear the suitcase saying goodbye, right? Mm-hmm. Well, as my broken heart lies bleeding, you say true love, it's suicide. You say you've cried 1,000 rivers, and now you're swimming for the shore. You left me drowning in my tears, and you won't save me anymore. I'm praying to God you give me one more chance, girl.
Beat him with rocks.
Oh.
Beat him with rocks.
And you know what it's like when there's like a silence afterwards. I mean, you don't know what to say. Like, oh, man.
You sobbing baby. Of course she left you.
Yeah, the better. Yeah, if I remember, it's pretty high up in the charts, too. Probably number one in Billboard charts in the U.S.
Wow.
John Bon, man, I like, you know, I have no problem with Bon Jovi, man, but this song I got a problem with. This, you know, I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I'm kind of dumbstruck when I think about this song. When I first heard it, I'm like, what the hell? And the next one I got is even worse, but you got anything else? Or I'm going to go ahead.
I had another one, but I'm not going to do it because you said you liked the band too much, so I'm not going to bother.
Like who?
Any of the sappy ballads by Asia.
Well, I like Asia. I mean, I'm not married to him.
Okay.
I don't know what sappy ballad.
I'm just going to leave it alone because I already know what you've got next, and it's better.
Okay.
I hate it more.
Well, the band we like a lot, you know, we had on the show, we did a whole show on these guys. It's supposed to be the kings of sleaze rock. the Master Sunset Strip, you know, the guys that started all that and, you know, the whiskey and everything else. During the, you know, the great hair metal days. And
so
the,
they decided to go ahead and do a ballad.
And Motley Crue does a ballad. The Crew, man. The Crew is like, dude, there goes your whole image out the fucking window.
What producer decided to get them to do
and
a ballad?
And it's in a Dr. Feelgood album, which is a pretty damn good album, but except for this song, Without You. Come on, man. Any metalhead worth the salt is going to agree with me right now. What are you thinking, Nikki? What are you thinking, Mick Mars? What are you thinking, Tommy Lee?
This is why Slayer is Slayer and Motley Crue is Motley Crue. Because Slayer holds kept no prisoners. Slayer never did a ballad.
No.
You think Dark Throne's going to do a ballad? How about Behemoth?
I mean, what world did they make this song? They tell a woman, without you in my life, I slowly wilt and die. This is the Crew, man. They were built on sleaze rock and sex, right? What are you singing about this for, man?
And you got a conscience all of a sudden?
Yeah. And it's not a world we want to live in, man. 1989, Dr. Feelgood, great album. I don't want to live in the wilted world. I don't want to be wilted like a dead dandelion crying over some broad. Sorry to say that, but...
These guys are walking around in spandex and leather.
You know,
they're worried about breaking someone's heart.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same band that brought Girls, Girls, Girls. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. No offense to any women out there, but this song is just a wilted piece of doo-doo.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he ran out of drugs.
I mean, the music itself is pretty dreadful. It's plodding and light and like a sappy type of porridge you have in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, just dripping there, just sure. Dripping, you know?
Like a porridge we see
yeah,
sort of old people.
I'm like, when I brought Dr. Feelgood, this track came out, I'm like, what the hell, man? I was rocking out, all of a sudden, you know, it just comes out. I'm like, what happened to the album? Do the whole album off, the whole thing, man. Mm-hmm. The record company say, oh, you got to write something real sappy? I mean, come on, man. I don't know.
Apparently they did.
But I'm going to give you a little smattering of lyrics from the song Without You by Motley Crue.
Oh, God.
The Dr. Feelgood album. Pretty damn good album, but not this song. So without you in my life, I'll slowly wilt and die. But with you by my side, you're the reason I'm alive.
Oh my God.
But with you in my life, you're the reason I'm alive. But without you, I'm a sailor lost at sea.
I would believe it if he was singing about Satan. Because the man literally was a Satanist. I mean,
what's Motley Crue doing? Sailing on the ocean? Swashbuckling? What are you talking about?
Sailing away?
I don't get it, man.
I'm sailing away.
Slowly wilt and die.
Come on, man.
Kind of like a lot of people's careers, slowly wilting and dying on the vine.
Give me a break.
I mean, boy, oh boy. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love the Crew. We did a whole Crew show. We love the Crew. We love the dirt. Love all that stuff, man. Love Shout Out the Devil, you know. Even like Theater of Pain, that got bashed. But this song, hell no.
Okay, so here it is. You're listening to Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast. Tonight we brought you the worst ballads in rock and roll.
Not all of them. A small little smattering of the worst ballads of all time. I'm sure there's a ton of them out there. And if you got ballads you hate too, we're going to make a playlist on our YouTube and Spotify and talk more about it on the YouTube channel.
We know you hate them. Tell us why.
Please send us your worst possible ballads you hate, rock, metal, and tell us why it is so bad. And we'll talk about them on the air. We'll get it going. We'll do another. We'll do a whole show of these songs.
There's no tears in metal, people.
We will do a whole radio show built on worst ballads. You'll be a part of it. So send them into oldguystalkmetal@gmail.com. Your top 10 worst rock or metal ballads of all time. And why you hate them so much. And why they are the scourge of your existence. Why they made your soul wilt and
die. I love it.
And
this is kind of a different show for us because we're major fans of all things metal and punk.
Yeah.
As you know that. And here we are talking about the best worst.
That's right.
But you know what? It comes up because it's a thing. It is a thing. Why do these metal bands do these stupid ballads?
I don't know.
And they suck.
It's mainly for record sales and everything else. But please, a lot of these bands can write a good ballad. Why don't you write a good ballad? You know?
Oh, God.
Think twice before you record this.
Iron Maiden doesn't write a ballad.
No. I mean, one of the ballads might be Hallow Be Thy Name, but is it really a ballad?
No, of course not.
You know, The Prisoner or something like that. But no. There's no sappiness in Maiden, sorry. So, that said, you've been listening to Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast with me, Bobby V, and the diabolical one himself,
that's right.
Sean Hart.
Yes.
The worst rock and metal ballads of all time. Not a complete list, but close. So give us your opinion. Write us.
They're just the ones that really irk me. So I'm glad I finally got to just get it off my chest, man, because you know what? I'm angry about this.
I know.
You know?
And if you want to know more about us and what's going on with us, go to oldguystalkmetal.com. Everything you need to know there is for the merchandise and the podcast, Spotify playlist, the radio show, how to reach us, and all that stuff. So reach us at oldguystalkmetal.com. Until then, we say goodbye, and we'll be back. Thank you for listening to podcasts. You're going to get new ones, tons of new ones every week, like we try to bring you. And keep on following us, man. Talk to you later, people. Peace out.